Hey, money.
Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Streets Aria on the A Money Show train. Today is going down. I see my baby girl. She already got the block sold up. Miss Carmel Chance, you already know. Your girl A Money loves you 100. That's what we do here all day, every day. We should have Nigeria tuning in as well. Africa, what's up? United States, all across the board, what's up? This is your girl, A Money. Call in 347-633-9074. It's the A Money Show Train.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, alright? Let's go!
Fitting with the heat, blood the lights out. Contemplate some spread shit like lights out. Like fuck, that they had it rough. Picture me 15, back in green, selling nickel blasts. Summertime, I'm on side, I need sales. 9 mil on me like fuck going to jail. Cause if a nigga around me, Crisco, get it poppin'. Mama told me, y'all, why these hoes and your partners? Cause any given time, doing fine, they gon' try you. If I don't know a damn thing, bitch, I know survival. Sleeping in my truck, didn't know where the fuck yet I can go. Mama got her own thing going, so I'm audio. Out here with the jacket, dodging cases from them crackers. Got a front, hoping to bounce back like a mattress. Shooting precise shots, but I ain't have practice. HD for you back then, wasn't no plasma. Walking with the five different heat, who need dragons? When shit go wrong, niggas dumping like ashes. And every other remains, in other words, closed casket. And leave your baby boy growing up without a daddy. Funeral flashes, Paul Berry Carey was left on a cutthroat world. But we learned from the best of them. Because of money, you could die like the rest of them. Good girl gone bad, so you could get down from them.
On the radio. Your phone is now live, and you're with your girl, A Money, on the A Money Show train. It's Teresa Rhea.
What's happening? What's happening?
Train. What's good?
Oh, nothing, just grinding, putting out this good music.
Yeah, we see. That was your intro, and that's what's up.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, Offer Certified, too. It's a free download on iTunes, on Bandcamp. Make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all get that.
Let the people know where you're calling in from, your location right now.
I'm in St. Louis right now.
What's up, St. Louis?
What's up,
on the
St. Louis?
Map right now. Yo, so what's the weather like today out there?
It's cold, raining.
Oh, wow. That's that snuggle up, get a cover, get a loved one, make some babies weather.
Yeah, for those who are interested on everything.
So how did you discover your musical talent?
I've been doing it for 16 years. 16 years ago, been every single day of my life. Never took a day off. Just writing raps and making them and never giving up. And just dedication and hard work. And, you know, it all started just living in the city of St. Louis and taking it one day at a time and trying to give it to the world one person at a time.
You know, and you're giving it to A Money, and A Money is giving it to the world exclusively right here on the A Money Show train with Mr. Street Saria himself exclusively. Call in right now, 347-633-9074. If you'd like to speak with him, click the link and get in the chat room, and let's do that thing with Street Saria. It's going down. We're going to play some nice tracks from him. And I'd like to know, would you consider yourself a rapper, an entertainer? What do you consider yourself?
I consider myself all of the above. They want me to be a rapper, then I can be a rapper. They want me to be an MC, I can be an MC. They want me to be an entertainer, I'm going to be an entertainer. I can be all of them, you know. Bottom line, the music going to stand out. It's going to paint that visionary so the listener can put themselves in the music. And it's raw talent. All you have to do is listen, press play.
I'm actually challenging all of my indie artists out there to try to make a difference in hip-hop, because I'm being hit all over, inbox, social network, everybody. And I'm on conference calls daily, and our topic of the conversation is, what do you see needs to be changed in hip-hop, if anything? My challenge is to you guys is, if you want your track played today for free, I need you to hit me up with a radio edit version of something positive for our youth. Let me see how fast they can create that. That's including you too, Mr. Street Saria. We have callers calling in. You know, let your people know. Call in. It's Street Saria time. And you know what? Since it's raining, we're going to go into Hate the Rain, baby. Street Saria.
Cause your kid wanna hurt me. Got my mama out here worried. She gon' see the new, got her oldest son dead, money, bread, and his shoe. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me what you see. Couple gold digging bras and some haters by the tree. Got some haters on me, but I don't know why. I'm just smoking gut weed, trying to breathe and get by. Hustle hard, hustle smarter, I'm trying to hit Florida. Hear my name in New Orleans, St. Louis, all on me, goddamn. Radios won't play my disc, like I'm bad at basketball. All I'm throwing up is bricks. I'm supposed to have a hit if they don't want to play it. Cut me off some, guess it's back to the base. Base. Every corner, so I guess that's how it go. Baby girl, she a stripper, she looking for a trick. Hard nigga with some chips, pushing half sudden ish. Got the pastor man preaching, he say he talks to God. Bought a Benz with the rims, got it all with your tie. Little boy, only nine, he started ditching school. Social service at his house, they ain't seen him since June. He ain't dead, but he be sniffing hair on to the head. All the homies pump them up, this is how you get your bread.
Yo, give us what's up with that song, because I know what I'm feeling. You know, I know how I'm feeling with listening to that song.
I made that record like 5 years ago, and the predicament I was in, I was living, like I said, in the city of St. Louis, and I was just noticing that, you know, it was taking so much time to get out the type of music that I wanted people to hear, because I was having a hard time with getting that support at home. And so I just wanted to paint everything I was seeing and be descriptive as possible. And put it on the side, put it that Hate the Rain track out and let everybody be able to relate to how it is in the city of St. Louis daily. And that's the song. And it paints a valid picture.
It really does paint a valid picture, but in my heart and soul, I felt that song, which brings me to direct to ask you, can you let us know some of your hardships, you know, some of your struggles as an artist,
or
in your personal life? What, you know, what's going on, you know?
First and foremost, you know, I'm the oldest of 14. You know, my mama got 14 Ooh. Kids, so, you know, I come right from the slums, right from the bottom, like the rappers be talking about in their songs. And so me having 14 brothers and sisters has always had some sacrifices and some type of extra work that I always had to put in order to do anything I needed to get out of this life. So, you know, I don't go to radio and put it all out there. I know people listening, good and bad, but at the same time, it never broke me. It only made me, you know, and it became a better person every single day of my life, because I always had people looking up to me.
Well, you know what? I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud of you from day one of you contacting me, A-Money. And I just, you know, felt like you were just someone that I wanted to be attached to in the industry, as well as, you know, seeing you on that big screen, helping you accomplish all that it is that you need to accomplish. So, again, you know, I reassure you that, you know, you have that in A-Money, and I will support you in any way that I can. But you know what? I also love the video drop. It's going to be on my YouTube. It's also on my social network on Twitter and Facebook at Aisha Simmons on Facebook and at the A Money Show, all caps on Twitter. It's on LinkedIn. It's everywhere. Wherever you see me, Google A Money, Google Aisha Simmons. You already know. That's what it is. Street Saria, we support him, and we'll continue to support him. Right here, you will not have a struggle. All you have to do is bring me your best, and I'm definitely giving you my best. So, said, you are the oldest of 14. How many boys and how many girls?
7 boys, 7 girls. So.
Yep. Your mother
y'all,
and
we all
father
in house.
Blessed.
We all here together, and you know, I got a bunch of talent in the family. You know, I got some singers, I got some rappers, I got some dancers. So I mean, you know, when the right time comes, you know, it's gonna be like the Cosby. Everybody gonna be able to get a chance to see real black family come from a real strong foundation. You know, mama a leader, and everybody in the household leaders. And like I say, you know, this ain't we ain't selling no facades, selling no dreams or nothing like that. So once the real gonna recognize real, and the truth don't never need no support. That's the whole saying.
Now that's the truth, and I'm so glad you said that because that's absolutely the truth. So what do you feel you offer the music industry that we don't already know about you and other performers?
I mean, what I offer the music industry is raw talent all the way around the board, you know. I mean, I accumulated over 800 songs, and once these 800 songs really get down and listened to, the listener going to be able to say, wow, distinctive capabilities, hits after hits, number of anthems. And, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, I'm coming with top-of-the-line quality music. I'm coming, you know, with a genuine background, ain't no facades, and people will be able to get a chance to embrace what we've been doing for, like I say, 16 years, you know. And I also started with a group, Million Dollar Men, it's me and my brother now. And like I said, we've been knocking on this door for 16 years, and it refused to remain open, you know. People looked over us. Many people from the city got the opportunity, you know, and many DJs told us no. A couple labels told us no, but like I said, we just never gave up. And every dog got his day, and I believe our day is coming soon.
Well, definitely. You know, you woke up this morning, and God gave you a chance to do it again in a much better way than you did yesterday. So your day starts today. You know, the sooner your eyes up and you took that first breath, you know, your day starts today. This is your day. You know what I mean?
Already.
We have some callers in queue. Caller 347-891. What's up? You on the A Money
What's
Show.
What's good, A Money?
Rhea. What's good?
What's up with it?
I'm good.
How you doing?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm good. Like I said, just out here grabbing. Make sure you get a copy of that certified too. It's out on that PIF right now.
I will.
Broad City in the Streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's Miss Styles. Miss Styles.
Nothing. I just did a show last night. I mean, last Sunday. It went good.
That's what's up. Can you you have any questions for Mr. Street Saria or his music?
I was just like, where you got your inspiration to write?
Listen to people like Biggie Smalls, Nas, you know, everybody from West, you know, Mac Dre, Dre, Q, and then go to the South, 8-Ball, Pimp C, Scarface, I mean, from all over the place. You know, these people been putting out music since I was little, helping me get through all the times, you know, rough times and whatnot, trials and tribulations, and they always did what I try to do now, paint the picture so the listener can put themselves in it. And I was always able to put myself through the people I mentioned and many more, you know, their music or whatever, and get through what I was needed to get through. And I survived it through it. So that's how I'm going about with mine.
That's Miss Styles, and she is also head promoter on the 8 Money team. And, you know, you'll see her promoting whatever I'm pushing for you. So Miss Carmel Chance, Miss Styles, wherever you see it attached, she is definitely Team A Money. And hopefully we could bring you aboard the Team A Money, and you can push yourself, you know, because we're going to be pushing you as well. But what can we expect? When can we expect, Ashley, some new music from you that I don't already have? Because you sent me a big file, and I'm like, okay, wow, this is a busy guy. He's not playing with his craft. He loves his craft, and he's really doing it. But are you working on a new project now?
I got 2 new projects just about finished. I'm just figuring out which one will be a mixtape and which one going to be an album. But be looking out for 5 minutes away, and be looking out between Hell and Hot Water. So both of them is going to be one of them is like a classic 90s type of hip-hop CD, which is going to be 5 minutes away. And Hell and Hot Water is just going to be a mixture of just number of anthems and a mixture of the 90s hip-hop with the visionary and the scripted stories. So both of them are going to be classics. We're looking out for those two.
Well, you know, I'm definitely looking out for them. But for now, let's see what's up with Streetsa Rhea and Barbie Girl. What? Let's do it on the A Money Show train. Call in right now, 347-633-9074. Wednesday through Saturday, we revamped the A Money Show train. This will be airing 12 o'clock p.m. instead of 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you know why? Because we're catering to our people over in Nigeria, Africa. You know, we want them to tune in, and they're showing so much love. I just had to do it. You know what I'm saying? So catch up. Catch up. This is Streetsa Rhea exclusively. Barbie Girl.
Hello. Beautiful bitches all over the world, man.
300.
My name is Streetsa Rhea.
Rhea.
I'm fucking. My hobby. I'm fucking. My hobby. Damn. I'm fucking bad. Pump it out, this is Vision Adam. I fuck your hoe, she chewed it up. Ass stall on a pair of chucks. Choke a little, she like a rub. Bust on my goal, no hockey puck. She kept mine like a goalie dog. Bust on her like a 44. Hit harder than the bong in the alpha draw. Then fall back like domino. My phone ringing, I'm kinda hoe. Switch them up like I'm rhyming slow. Man, a bad name, try me that love to blow. Band player, cold as snow. Streetsa some real, I keep the freak. Man, say on like Master P. I'm fucked dog off hash and weed. Get my old face that acne. I'm fucking my hobby. I'm fucking my hobby. Yeah. I'm fucking bad ass bitches. Bad ass hoes. Keep some bad ass bitches. Bad ass hoes.
Streetsa Rhea. I'm the cause of fuck. Like a DJ spread. I'm supposed to cut. So the pill in the mouth. Let your hoe in the blood. Give me a dick in the rear. I'm about to nut. Run like police. No time to cut. Keep a lot of slut. Hit a lot of fuck. Get behind it. Behind it. Pound the guts. Get my pants and my key. That I'm up. I need a paint job, bitch. Come private up. And my potty truck. Play a doctor stuff. You don't get nothing here, but I promise nothing. So deep in the walls, I can feel the bust. Run away. She looking out of kill the cut. Get hit in the bed, but I'm hitting the blunt. Got my dick on your bitch. Little tip of tongue. Tell her two handed. Unless she hitting the bow.
My hobby, I'm fucking. My hobby, yeah. I'm fucking bad ass bitches, bad ass hoes. Keep some bad ass bitches, bad ass hoes. Fucking bad ass bitches.
bad ass hoes. Kiss some bad ass bitches, fuck them bad ass hoes.
Now, this is your girl, A Money, and you guys know Streets Aria is a hot artist, and for no circumstances are we using him as bait. But I play Barbie Girl, which you always hear me play radio edit versions of the song. He's a hot artist. He's putting out hot music. In this song right here, I just like to say this is one of the questions that arouse, you know, with A Money, the whole team, the movement, UG Mag that we're talking about now, is we want our artists to, as he's putting out this message in this song, and not him, but everyone before him, our forefathers that's come before him, you know, about the sex in the movies, the sex in the music, the violence, degrading of the women, degrading of themselves. I would like to say is my change that I would want to see in hip-hop right now is for it to filter out the message that it's giving to the younger people that's coming up behind you, because in all actuality, without knowledge of oneself, you know, you're killing off the youth, and the first thing that they cater into is the drugs, the violence, you know, and they're supposed to get this knowledge from home, but, you know, they come out into the world and they listen to the music, they see in the movies, and I'm not pointing my finger at not one single artist, not one single actor, actress, author, or what have you. I'm saying, for me, I would love to see someone put out a positive message and let the youth know what's going on in the world today. How can you make a change in your life? What should you do to become a better person and get the knowledge? Read, you know, with Streets Aria, Barbie Girl, can you give us what motivated you to put out this particular track in your career?
Yes. What motivated me to put out that track was that that's a particular time where I liked the music. And I was wondering what could I do with that type of sample. I was wondering, you know, and I just wanted to be realistic as possible. And at the time, your music reflected what I was really doing in my life. So, honestly, I just put it out what I was really doing in my life at that particular time, man. They came on when I put out Tales of the Streets mixtape. That was probably about like 3 years ago. But at the same time, it's good music, and it doesn't like give it a pass on the message part or anything. But there's only two types of learning: pedagogy approach, which is what you learn from the facilitator, and then your andragogy approach, which you learn from experience. So if the facilitator is not teaching you the proper things you need to learn for you to be able to gravitate to you can get to an andragogy approach, then it's not up to the musicians. The musician's job is up to make good music. Like, it's a comedian's job is to make jokes, make people laugh. You know what I mean?
Right.
And a person that's making TV, television, entertainment, their job is to provide entertainment so people can draw to the movies and turn it into a commodity. So at the end of the day, it's all about appealing to the listeners. If it offends those out here in the world, nobody is going to beg them to press play or whatever. But at the same time, if you're too young to listen to it, then your parents should be definitely having a hand on what you put in your ears and what you put on your TV and things like that. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's all on the individual.
And that is true, and this is why, people don't really understand that it is on the individual. It is on the individual message. It is on the individual rapper, the individual entertainer, the individual radio host, whomever we may take on a title for that day or in our career, as to what we're putting out to our youth. And, you know, at home, we could teach them the right thing, what we feel is right. We can allow them to look at whatever we feel is proper in the home. But again, like I said, they have their own personalities. They go to school. They're going to be out mingling with other children. And even though we have given them the best instruction on what they should and should not do, they still have their own personality where they gravitate to, you know, that wonderful beat you're kicking. You see what I'm saying? And that beat becomes, okay, I'm listening to the words now. I'm learning the words. So with you coming from a large family, which is a good example because it's seven boys and it's seven beautiful women. Yeah, and so it's like even though this song is talking about how you felt and what you were going through in that time, and you brought that out, and I'm not going to say it's anything wrong with anybody putting a pen to the pad and bringing what they're feeling. But what I would say is for the better of the good of the instruction of coming out, and you know our children are going to hear this in some form or fashion. They are. We have to be mindful in today and times in the society of you. If you could see the change that's going on now, the children pretty much trying to run the household because of what's going on. Whether we teaching them right, wrong, or indifferent, they're going to see it, they're going to hear it no matter what. And I will pray that they turn around and come back to the straight path. But we as the people that's in entertainment, which they're learning from, that rhythm, that beat, you know, that was embedded in us from our forefathers, our ancestors, you know what I'm saying? That's us, music, rhythm. We got to give them a little bit more. Tell them why in the message I'm putting this out. Maybe this would help. And I'm not saying your song alone. I'm saying this to everyone who's listening, who supports A-Money, congratulated haters, I know you listening, so this is a message that I do need you to spread that we got on the show today, is that, you know, we are here to put out good music, break tracks, you know, spread love to especially Street Saria. He is a wonderful, blessed artist that I see going places, so I just want you to know I'm not targeting him. I am giving you a message from A Money on my show because this is something that we talk about, and you need to hit me up if you're listening, 347-633-9074, and find out how you can get on these different conversations at UG Mag and share your views as well, because it does raise issues. Because if you think about it, we got children on death row in some states. You know what I'm saying? We got children taking drugs. It's not the entertainers
doesn't it boil down to back to what I said with the two approaches of learning?
Yes,
because, because at the end of the day, you know, we in America, and we have two things that we embrace as Americans. You know, freedom of speech and liberty. And so, with that being said, you know, this music is for adults. You know, and if the facilitator is not correctly addressing the things that need to be addressed with their child, who is eventually going to get an integrated approach of learning through experiences and be able to differentiate right and wrong and things like that, then it's not up to the entertainer. The entertainer is gonna be the entertainer, and when they get out to the reality, you know, it's going to be up to those parents to be able to say, hey, this is for adults, or this is for kids. You know, back in the 90s and the 80s and before then, you know, kids couldn't even be in the same room as adults when adults was talking. You know, times has changed, but some people still respect those old values and ethics and morals and stick to that code. And that's why every kid isn't on death row. Every kid isn't on drugs. Every kid isn't out here having sex. You got some people still embrace, like I said, those old-fashioned morals and ethics and becoming
right.
Leaders
and
because
you know,
of
although,
people were doing that.
Although everything you said is true, and all those things and all those tools were in place, and they're fading out because the parents are becoming children themselves. The parents are 15, 12-year-old. Having babies without, you know, the golden spoon to their mouth that, you know, receive that message because their parent was a child themselves. So our tools
and my question
are
is, and my question is, I want to ask you this. My question is, who do we blame it on then? Do we blame it on?
No. The blame
on society that embrace, like Travis Hirachi said inequality was going to be the basis of negligence. So do we blame it on the circumstances that people will adapt to, or do we blame it on the individual who's learning and not able to differentiate a positive andragogy approach for those individuals? It's going to have learn right from wrong, regardless of the life their parents lived, a thing. If they don't know right from wrong, then it's going to they're going to get it from somebody.
Well, I will say this to you. I don't want to give anybody power over my circumstances. So blaming someone or some people, that's giving them power over my circumstances. So I would say that we as a people and we for our people, we need to come together more as a people and gravitate towards one another and building and growing, because we have the knowledge. We have the tools. We just not using them properly. You know what I'm saying? Into getting our people what they really need, what to feed the soul. You know what I'm saying? If you want to blame it on that, eat something to feed the soul. You know what I'm saying? Don't eat something that's killing the soul. You know, if you're going to feed somebody, feed them something nourishing. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep saying they, the other people, or whomever did this to us or did that. You know what I'm saying? You're giving it power. And we're not going to give it power right here on the A-Money Show Train, because we got Mr. Street Saria right here on the A-Money Show Train with How It Feel. We're going to go into that. I love Street Saria. Let's do it.
Said I can tell you how I feel.
I can tell you how I feel.
I can tell you how it,
I can tell you how I feel.
I can tell you how I feel when you're plucking song E. Ran dude by the first, late by the 15. I can tell you how I feel. Brother collar from a jail. And fly say skippy, everybody say they real. I can tell you how it feel.
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 Said I can tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how I feel,
I can tell you how I feel when your gas on E. Rent due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother collar from a jail. And blinds ain't skippy, everybody say they real, say they real. Came a long way from backing up dimes around the time. In the hospital bed, I was lying down there, died. Only trying to eat. 15, I was robbed, helping raise my little brother. Now, with my first job, see my mama crying, sold the oldest son to a B. Like LeBron and D-Wade, I was rolling with the heat. The worst part about it, I was only 15. With a temper out this world, living life without a man. Look out my window view, another nigga just caught slipping. Big bro, doing time, but how many really missing? Reminiscing, ain't windy, going off in my kitchen. Round the hand of time, would things been different? Front seat center, burying my little sister. When KB died, that's when I got a pistol. And haters hate to see when the motherfucker tried. Bad breaks, not the way to tell you keep grinding. I feel when your gas on E. Ran due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother counted from a jail. Blase, skippy, everybody say they real. I can tell you how it feel. Tell you how it feel. I can tell you how it feel.
Tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how it feel.
Tell you how it feel.
Said I can tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how it feel.
I can tell you how it feel when your pockets on E. Ran due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother collar from a jail. And blase, skippy, everybody say they real, say they real.
Well, I love that. You know, I love that song. It's just like the topic of what we brought to the show. I could tell you how it feel. I could tell you how it feel. And he's definitely doing that. And, you know, I love it when people can put their hurt and their pains to music. I do mine in poetry. I do it with this show right here by bringing wonderful, phenomenal artist right here on the A-Money Show Train, Mr. Street Saria. He's one of the best. I can actually say that because I'm A-Money. It's my show, you know, and his music is very hot. may be causing controversial to some others, but hey, that's what it happens in the industry. It's a cold industry out there, and things happen. Some people will say, you know, happens, but you know, we only interested in what he's bringing us, and what he's bringing us is his best, and we're going to support him. And I'm hoping that you stand with us, not behind us, in front of us, possibly running to get your downloads and give them the URL so they can get on that right now, Street Saria.
All you gotta do is go to Dat Piff and search Street Saria, STREETZARIA, and then type in certified too. If you want to get it, any other sites that's uploading it, go to Google and type in this very information, Street Saria. One word or two word, STREETZARIA, and then just type in certified to, street certified to, and you can get you a copy of it. Put for your iPod, get one for your friend, them, your homegirl, everybody, family, friend, everybody. Make sure everybody get a copy.
That's what's up. And, you know, I have a guy friend who also, you know, supports the A-Money Show train, and I've interviewed him on the show as well that I like to connect you with, and I want to play his intro. This is Mikey J, and he's also an 8-time Indie Award winner. He was BET's finest, the judge on BET. So you go Google him, and whoever listening, Mikey J with Sony Red, the intro right here on the A-Money Show.
Rap legends, Sony Red, White Supremacy, Kanye, Mikey J.
You made a mistake, fam. Fucking around with me, fam. I call up them ghouls and leave your ass in seats, fam. Never been weak, fam. No chapter in teeth, fam. I phase with that D-Wave, that Miami Heat, fam. My clip is a bomb, longer than your arm. They tear your fucking face off and ring your alarm. Who do you think you are, homie? Fucking Obi-Wan, Kenobi, I like gauge, that 12 gauge. Hop in the riders, drop back to Sony. Tell you not an option. Don't got cousins up in Compton. Gotta hop on that interstate and the shit won't get it poppin'. I'm Lord Finesse, nigga. I'm Diamond D, nigga. I'm born for this rap shit, so you know worry me, nigga. Never run with a slouch. Slouch, put two up in your mouth. Now I catch you from the blind side and run up in your house. Now run through your fridge. Terrorize your kids. Keep the lawyer on standby, cause a nigga don't do big.
Fuck that.
Don't fuck around with no codeine.
Nope.
None of you niggas know me. Tell your mom to get that black dress, cause that bitch is about to be lonely. I quarterback them plays.
Woo!
I run through them routes.
Woo!
Put my gooses all up on your sofa. Who gives a what? Nigga, fuck your couch. Yeah. You motherfuckers know. And if you don't know, now you know. You thought I was just on that love shit. That stupid fresh shit. I'm on that Mike Supremacy shit. Kanye.
Big ups to Mikey J. We making big connections right here. I'm going to have, you know, some good things going on with Mr. Street Saria. You guys call in 347-633-9074. You never know. A-Money may just air your track. No charge. That's what I do. I support you as you support me. This is your girl, A-Money, and I'm bringing you Street Saria live exclusively, breaking tracks right here on the A-Money Show train. Mr. Street Saria, can you let the world know, riding the train right now, one track of yours that you think defines you and why?
I would say Unconditional Love. That's one of my favorite records. And it's just a reflection of who I am, where I come from, and where I'm finna be.
Oh, wow. So you taking me all the way back to your list now. Is that in that long list you sent me?
Yeah, it's a, I think it's in that list, or I might not have said it because I'm going to put it out on the 5 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, okay, because I didn't see that one. Okay, well, we could break that track right here on the A Money Show train when you're ready. But as it stands, we're going right here on the A Money Show train with Mr. Street Saria himself. Back to that paper, because you know it got to be about the money right here on the A Money Show train. Call in 347-633-9074. We're breaking tracks.
Yeah, I'm going to take her. Aroma from the Swisher, watermelon annihilator. Higher than the birds, near a couple skyscrapers. Fucking with Dominican bitches, dicking them down dangerous. This waterfall drip from that pussy like it's raining. Down she ain't called, but she sure been caiming. I'm all over the cookies like Amy St. Andy. Porno star, broad, luscious, Louis St. Panky. 95 Jordan on that rim, how I'm hanging. I'm all over that cheese, on that cheese. No Danish. Plus you got a nigga at the crib, but it's good though, especially backbreaking baseball. My wood on her. Another hour here, this hour feeling good on me. Try no boy, death row, no sure homie. A pack of rubbers, 3-5, but the good on me. 40 cal, hollow till ripping like the walls on them. Thinking back how I was for a broke nigga. Now it's Casper when I bust. I'm ghost nigga, penny pitching pussies. Always looking. Safer. Cause back then they wanted friends, now I'm major. Fucking hoes once, getting back to the paper. Push your sweet blood filled up with now later. Fucking hoes once, you can be the one to save her. Be the one to
while
save her.
While y'all out tripping, I'm on the hustle late evening. Stacking up money in rain, sunny, snow season. And we all heard you sold birds to them people. You lying to your team, you the only one eating. Fuck snitches, y'all get stitched, sewing needles. I got mad vision, had my figures in my sleep. Wake up and go get it like I'm running with the team. I'm infatuated with cream, the cash in my dreams. And women say I'm fly, I got juice. Shitting on the opposition, kill them with a number two. Never finish number two. I'm ready for whatever, nigga. Scan life on the way we getting paper. It's all about the dollar.
Back then they wanted friends, now I'm major. Fucking hoes once, getting back to the paper. Swish a sweet blood, spell up with now later. Fucking hoes once, you can be the one to save her. Cause back then they wanted friends, now I'm major. Fucking hoes once, getting back to the paper. Swish a sweet blood, spell up with now later. Fucking hoes once.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money. I'm getting hits from Nigeria, tuning in and listening to the show. And Mr. Papkiss himself, whom I'm managing right now, he says he loves Street Saria, everything that I've played today, and even the music I sent him. So, you know, they're listening to you in Nigeria right now, Africa. That's what's up. We love you, and I'm sure that he will extend his gratitude to Mr. Street Saria. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks to everybody, you know, tuning in and showing support. You know, I'm very grateful. And I got some new music coming. I'm going to keep y'all satisfied as long as I'm living. And I'm going to drop music back to back, number after. I got you on everything.
Man, you know, if you don't mind, I just really have to play one more time How It Feel, because, man, for some reason today, I heard the song when you first sent it to me, and I was feeling it. I was loving it. I love everything you sent, by the way. But today, this song right here is really touching me. This is what someone asked me to play again. So let's put it in rotation right here on the A Money Show train. Street Saria, 347-633-9074. Call in right now. How it feel?
Street Saria. said I could tell you how I feel.
I could tell you how I feel.
I could tell you how it, I could tell you how I
feel.
I could tell you how I feel when you bought the song E. Rent due by the first, late by the 15. I could tell you how I feel. Brother caller from a jail. And fly say Skippy, everybody say they real. I could tell you how it feel.
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 So I could tell you how it feel.
Tell you how I feel, I can tell you how I feel, I can tell you how I feel, I can tell you how I feel when your gas on E, rent due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother calling from a jail, and blinds ain't skippy, everybody say they real, say they real. Came a long way for backing up dimes around the time, in the hospital that I was lying down there, died, only trying to eat. 15, I was robbed, helping raise my little brother, and with my first job. See my mama crying, so the oldest son to a beat. Like LeBron and D-Wade, I was rolling with the heat. The worst part about it, I was only 15. With a temper out this world, living life without a man. Look out my window view, another nigga just caught slipping. Big bro, doing time, but how many really missing? Reminiscing, ain't windy, going off in my kitchen. Rhonda had a time, would things been different? Front seat center, burying my little sister. When KB died, that's when I got a pistol. And haters hate to see when the motherfucker tried. Bad breaks, not the way to tell you keep grinding.
I feel when your gas on E. Rent due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother counted from a jail. Blase, skippy, everybody say they real. I can tell you how it feel. Tell you how it feel. I can tell you how it feel. Tell you how it feel. I can tell you how it feel. Tell you how it feel. So I can tell you how it feel. I can tell you how it feel. I can tell you how it feel when your pockets on E. Rent due by the first, late by the 15th. I can tell you how I feel, brother caller from a jail. And blase, skippy, everybody say they real, say they real.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and of course, exclusively right now, the A Money Show train is Streets Aria. You already know he's from St. Louis, Missouri. He's bringing you over 800 songs recorded. You know, he's providing the visuals in his music and descriptive stories, and you can feel it right here on the A Money Show train. It's what's going on right now. We got a caller in queue. 579-716-579. What's good and who's on?
It's your boy comedian Ernie. What's shaking, eh?
Yeah. What's up, Ernie? What's up? We got exclusively Streets Aria from St. Louis, and I feel that you guys should make this connection. This show is very blessed. It's very hot. He's bringing us good music. Streets Aria, this is Black Ernie, Niagara Falls, New York. Funniest man walking, and let me tell you, he is Richard Pryor status right now on the A Show train.
Hey, I want to congratulate you on keep on doing your thing on the radio. You know, I'm here to support you. You know what I mean? I'm here to support you like child support. Every month, I'm with you. You know what I mean?
Hey, I haven't got my payment yet. You see that donation link up there?
I'm like the rest of the fathers. You might not get it.
But definitely you're in debt with the A Money Show train, and we definitely support Black Ernie right here on the A Money Show train, and I'm just looking for him to exclusively hit your girl up so I can have him on at least once a week or however many times he wants to, because when I say I give my support, I give my support. I want to show my love to those who love their craft, and he's definitely one that really loves his craft. He keeps it moving. He stays working. He can't be stopped. And right here on the A Money Show train, I want Streets Aria and you two to exchange information. Make it happen.
Well, listen, you can look me up on Facebook at Ernie Bivins. That's B-I-V-I-N-S, like Michael Bivins out of New Edition. You can also catch me on YouTube at Black Ernie TV. That's right, Black Ernie TV. You'll see me on there. And listen, be on the lookout this summer, 2013, Buffalo, New York. Comedian Black Ernie coming to you live with my one-hour stand-up entitled Fresh Off Parole. That's right, Fresh Off Parole. This going to be crazy. Get with me, man.
Already.
Streets Aria.
Already. What's going on?
definitely, this is the A Money team, and you know this is your first time being introduced on the show. But I told you I will show you love, and exclusively, I'm introducing you to star status. You know, I look up and I see all them stars, and even though he's black as hell, Ernie is shining. So when you make this connection right here, I'm telling you, because I'm in my visual, as you say, in my descriptive visual, I'm putting together an event, and it's going to be one of the largest events that I'm going to say in the ATL. And it's going to be dropping this summer, so I'm connecting you guys for a reason and for the season. So, you know, as you both doing your own thing, you know we're going to do some collaboration on the A Money thing.
That's right. That's right.
Make some money.
Hey, that's what it's about. That's what it's about, man. Keep a guy first.
That's what's up. And Street Saria, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you too, Ernie. You know, our African-American men doing what it takes to make a difference and a change in their life as well as others. And right here on the A Money Show train, I could not have it any better than to have you call in today, Ernie, and, you know, sit and listen to our show. This is exclusively Street Saria, of course. And Street Saria, we definitely want to know, if you could collaborate with one artist, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Nas. It'd be Nas.
Nas. Oh, that sexy Nas.
I've been listening to Nas forever. I mean, it was written one of my favorite albums in the world, you know, even to this day. I take a couple seconds and go out and recall some of his records on there. You know, get me through everything I'm going to need to get through, and as far as need me inspiration and keeping going. So, yeah, you know, Nas was my favorite. Big up to Nas, and I look forward to working with him when everything kicked off.
Right. I'm feeling Nas as well, and definitely I was on a project, you know, booking and promoting for an event that my homeboys, Rev City, y'all already know, was given in Detroit, one of my favorite cities. What's up to Detroit, who also tuned in right now to the A Money Show train. Smooches, big hugs and love to you guys for the support. So I know what it is, and maybe we can make that happen. You know, your girl A Money, I keep it moving. I got some connections, and, you know, maybe we can make it happen. Over 800 songs recorded, Street Saria right now. But I definitely want to play Hate the Rain. Oh, my goodness, it is so beautiful. And it's raining in St. Louis right now.
Won't play my disc like I'm bad at basketball. All I'm throwing up is looking for a trick. Hard nigga with some chips, pushing half sudden ish. Got the pastor man preaching. He say he talked to God, bought a Benz with the rims, got it all with your tie. Little boy, only nine. He started ditching school, social service at his house. They ain't seen him since June. He ain't dead, but he be sniffing hair on to the head. All the homies pumped him up. This is how you get your bread. The boy, daddy up in jail. He been up in the cell. Judge gave a murder one. Told him, man, you burn the hell. He had an open shut case, but he ain't had no loot. So they gave him some defender who's a prosecutor too. Dead body on the news. The boy, OG. I guess that what happened when nobody met your knee.
Yo, we're back with Street Saria. He is from St. Louis, Missouri, and we're putting Missouri on the map right now on the A Money Show train with a raw talent from Street Saria. I mean, he has so much talent. You cannot do anything but embrace him and his music. His storytelling is heartfelt. It's club ready. It's bumping through your speakers all summer long. Call in 347-633-9074. It's your girl, A-Money. And I'm so honored to have you, Mr. Street Saria, on the A-Money Show train. I am proud of everything that you're doing, everything that you've done. If there's anything else in a way of helping you progress your music, your talents, and getting it out there, it's right here with your girl, A-Money. Bookings, all of that. You need to book him right now. I don't know what y'all waiting on. You better get this boy in the club. Don't wait till you see him on BET and say, hey, I know Street Saria. What?
Already, I appreciate all the love you showing me, too, on your show and everything. Very
yes.
Grateful. Very grateful.
Thank you. That, you know, that's just what we do. And like I said, we definitely going to be trying to get you on Hype Magazine as well. This interview exclusively will be on the Hype Magazine webpage, and everybody over there will be seeing it. So you already know some A-list entertainers will be listening to this show. And as well as you can download this show after we get off, because this is always live on the A-Money Show train. But for you, go ahead and download it. Everybody go to my webpage, which is http://www.theamoneyshowtrain. Once you go there, you can go get your downloads for 99 cents of any show available. But right now, I want you guys to go ahead and download this show, Street Saria, because you will have some hot music. Support him and everything that he is doing right now, and give him your URL where they can go and purchase your music. And hopefully soon we'll have that link on the A-Money Show train where you can just go to the website and click on Street Saria's picture and purchase his music and his downloads. But right now he's going to give you his information.
Make sure y'all go out and get, like I said, Street Certified too. You can get records on iTunes. You can go get check out Big Cuz video, Big Cuz single on iTunes. Be looking out for 5 minutes away. Be looking out between Hell and High Water album. And like I said, you're gonna get an Amazon Street Saria Zam. That's one of my hot singles. And just everything you see coming from it is gonna be hot. You know, some of it is a freak. I'm still getting this buzz and growing it. But some of them, you know, I'm charging $1 or $2 for the singles or whatever. Like I said, I got 5 minutes away. And Hell, High Water coming soon, so you can look forward to them projects. And one of them will be exclusive for you on iTunes. Make sure you get certified, too. And make sure you go see Big Cuz video, YouTube.
And that's what's up. And please, please, again, support Street Saria. But last and not least, because he is phenomenal right here on the A-Money Show train. A-Money really wants to know, what's your craziest, and where do they do that at?
my craziest?
Yes. What's your craziest moment? What's the craziest thing you
moment.
Saw, you've done, and where they do that at?
I'll say just being here and living in St. Louis, you know, you got some of the most outspoken people on the planet, you know. And before I did, you know, serious with the music and everything like that, I was always out in the streets messing with different homeboys and different people coming up and doing their thing. But it's one of them places in the world where, you know, it'll make you or break you. You got some people that you could be poor support, but, you know, you have a couple people get together and they'd be out all night just kicking it. I guess that's probably exclusively in St. Louis. You ain't got to have $1 million to have that same $1 million entertainment or whatever. You know, it all depends on who you with, what y'all on. But it's definitely a great place to be. And it's one of them places where only the strongest survive. So you make it here, you make it anywhere.
I'm feeling that. And right here on the A Money Show train, we salute you. We salute your lovely, wonderful family. But if it was one family member you could pick out to say is your favorite that supports you 100, we know you love them all, but what's that one that just really stands out in your heart on every day, all day long?
My mama or whatever. My mama is, you know, you know, as one person, you know, she always told me to stick with it and don't give up. You know, I've had millions of haters or whatever, and through it all, like I said, she always been there to be able to tap that shoulder, keep my head up, and biggest fan, biggest supporter, love of my life, and everything.
Big support going out to your mother from A Money. Give her a big hug from me because she has given the world one of the phenomenal creative storytellers through his music, and you will see him and whatever big lights you want to see him in, because he's going forward in his career. He's not stopping, and he has love for his craft. And right here on the A Money Show train, we thank you, Mr. Street Saria, for riding the train. You know you got the key exclusively at all times. Right now, we're going to take you into some hot mix on the A Money Show train. And Mr. Street Saria, you can hang out if you like with your girl A Money and the guests in the chat room. Said, what up? Two thumbs up for Mr. Street Saria on the A Money Show train, baby. Let's get it.
Much love.
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We're going to always get money, man. Young Jeezy. Big Sean. Juicy J. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. Every time they go out, you know they bring that hoop out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the flow out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out.
One night, two shows, that's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Nigga start hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad, bad, want me, give me like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so small, I just dip in the bus. Eight in my hand and I'm 45 tough. Money coming down, cold, dick blowing up. Smoking on some... I was on the floor. 20 years in, y'all called me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you ride low. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I stop my morning off a zip and a
double cup.
Hey, now, nigga, y'all behind me. Balls the heart, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't
Well, at least I ain't broke. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan that's fantastic. Poppin' that's fantastic. Getting rich fantastic. White girls like Anne has the way going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me break and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky. That's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young and clear doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out, you know I got to show out.
Every time I go out,
you know I bring the show out.
Don't love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Put me and get body, and all she eat is beer. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that hair. It's even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She sick, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want. She say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn that can come. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, this is your girl, A Money. I'm a ball out. We got 216-376. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, 216-376? Who's on?
This is T-Ski the Don.
What's good with you? Thanks for the love and support.
Not much. What's up with you?
Man, I'm very happy that you took the time out to ride the A Money Show train. Today we exclusively had a phenomenal indie artist from St. Louis, Missouri, right here on the A Money Show train, Streets Area. You can go get your downloads on my website and check out this show because it was hot. And what is it that you do today?
Right now I'm just in the studio chilling.
You in Ohio?
Yep, 216.
Already know your girl A Money is a native of Ohio as well. So you already know Ohio gets much love from me. Everybody out there, salute to everybody in Ohio who's doing what they need to do to make a change and a difference in their life, in their career, in society. Your girl A Money salutes you and thank you for the love and support. Is there anything you'd like to tell the listeners out there in Ohio and all over? We got some people in Nigeria on the phone, Africa on the phone lines right now. So whatever it is you need to put out into the universe, you got the flow.
Everybody be looking out for Reggie Smooth. Most definitely be looking out for Double G's. That's go getters. They be coming up next. Most definitely.
All right. That go getters for sure. You know, your girl A Money was Aisha K Girl Simmons on the go getters team, and we always tow it up. So big up to the whole team over there that was for K Boy K Girl organization. I really had fun while I was in Ohio. And I'm taking a train ride to the ATL. I'm going to stop off in Memphis, you already know, to see my main man, Seven of the dating show, Seven the Great. I'm also going to New Orleans and chop it up. I'm not even going to say no names. Just watch out what's coming next. And then you already know I'm headed on down to the ATL. I might go and stop off in Florida. There's some big things going over there with QS4 Unchained. So you already know this your girl A Money. But May 1st, you better tune in, because the real Freeway Ricky Ross will be right here on the train, and we're going to tear it up. Let's talk about it. Thank you, Ohio.
How you hate it there? So got my mind. Call Jay up and close the jail. So got my mind. My fragrance on and they love my smell. So got my mind. So who cares about what I spend? So got my mind. My pockets deep and they never end. So got my mind. I'm going down with. Take your time,
yeah.
Then chill down my spine.
Yeah.
You're one of a kind.
Yeah.
I feel I gotta make you mine.
Yeah.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yeah.
Got me feeling hot.
Yeah.
Now I'm really gone.
Yeah.
This is your girl, A-Money, and we doing what we do, and we do it best right here on the A-Money Show Train. So if you're not tuned in, the best thing for you to do is pick up that cell phone or that home phone, 347-633-9074. This is your girl, A-Money, and the show has revamped this time to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday through Saturday. You already know Nigeria, Africa. We love you. We dedicate the show on Wednesdays to you and keep tuning in. But right now, I'm showing love to my girl Reese Cakes all the way in Texas, doing it big.
Yeah. Walking through the backdrop, looking at my shit cock, pulling up in 4-5,000 worth of wrist drops. And I'll never have to worry because my shit cock. A teenage love. Gonna hurt him again, see? Magic, gonna hurt him again, come on.
My name
was Dolly P. Pardon me if my dreams are a little extreme, and nothing's ever really quite what it seems. Material girl, I'm mixed in, blick with diamonds and pearls. I need a personal assistant to get out my curls. Get them, girl, you the star for the team. Know what I mean? I don't need new friends. The candy girl's fit now. I'm walking through the backdrop, looking at my shoes tied. Pulling up in 4-5,000 worth of rent drop. And I'll never have to worry because my shoes cocked. You'll never live to see the day I hit rock bottom on the floor. Just to let these hoes know I'm a freestyle bully, pull up to be so. How low can you go? Show me what you're working with. Briefcase, AKA, give them what you can get.
I just can't think about it.
Down for a minute, give him the dirty one, gal, when you finish. Bring it back, slow wine for a minute. Let them know the candy girl's all in it. To win a chair, I bought a beam, my cousin winked and it said hi. I wasn't worried about the price, I just said mine. Good job, shit, living in a good life. Had to quit my last job, paycheck wasn't right. So I took my 9-to-5 and I took flight. I needed money of my own, so I bought a mic. Lips frosted, wrist stay frosted. Got them boys saying, got you, she the boss, yeah. And it goes, yeah, I'm looking for my second win. Get them prepared for the new star coming in. Make room for my seats, don't lean them back. Throw some money on my table, she too fast.
I just can't think about it.
What they wanna hear. See, I've been rapping for a long time. Look at here. Anything the candy girl want, I gotta get it. And every single word I wrote, you know I'm in it. Check my lifestyle, I kick it with the rich and tight. I'll carry loads for my hot boys late at night. It don't change me, the whips won't faze me. I gotta have money in the bank, Miss Jay-Z. Give them what they want, bring them to their knees. Make them feel the pressure of a lemon when it don't squeeze. Sweet on the outside, the inside kinda gully. And that's the only thing that gets me back to the money. I got my candy girls chilling on my left side. To the right is a pink pine of act ride. A bar that is. Uh-huh, for all my big kids. Walking through the back drive, looking at my shit side. Pulling up in 4-5,000 worth of rent drop. And I'll never have to worry cause my shit cock. A teenage love. Gonna hurt him again. See, mashing, gonna hurt him again. Come on.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, hello? Yeah, that's my girl Reese Cake with Pink Lemonade, the remix. We got Nigeria online. What's good?
Hello?
What's good with you?
Yeah, I'm cool. What's good?
Thank you for tuning in. We have another guest as well, 901-238. What's up? This is A-Money on the A-Money Show Train.
I'm calling from Senegal, right?
This magnificent.
Yeah, from Senegal.
Oh,
West
man,
Africa.
What's up, Mr. Mac Memphis, the A-Money Show Train, misses
yeah,
you, and we just wanted to show you love, get you online today to show you love and let you know that we support you. We appreciate everything that you have done to support A-Money and the A-Money Show Train and the movement. So today we wanted you on live to salute you 100.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we appreciate you.
Yes, can you give the world your updates? We got Nigeria, Mr. Papkiss on. So let the world know. Everybody's tuning in like, yo, my God. So I wanted you on so everybody can know what's good with you.
I heard that. Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And we've been working pretty hard as far as trying to get a lot of our websites up and running. Get our, you know, business in order and in line. Still working on this tour. You know, it's kind of rough, but we're still working on it. Praying for all the victims in Boston and, you know, Texas and Alabama, all this violence and everything going on, you know. So we're trying to push this peace tour and looking for, you know, some investors and sponsors to help us out. A lot of the famous artists, the legends, you know, in the hip-hop industry. Speaking of that, we started like 2 or 3 different websites. One that I would like to promote is worldwidehiphophalloffame.com/hiphopcommunity, and it is called The Rap, T-H-A-R-A-P. It's a hip-hop community. It's free. You can blog. You can upload photos, pictures, music, videos, You can chat, you can do videos, you can put your classifiers on there, you can upload your music and sell it, you know, and everything's free. We're just trying to get our hip-hop database together and make it possible for everybody to connect with everybody in the industry and, you know, without, you know, going through the middleman and all of that. Also, they won't be blocked and stuff for promoting their music. So it's basically a hip-hop community where you can promote your music and everything. And we also promote it as well. Waiting on you, A-Money, to get on there. You know, we did have it once. But what happened, we had like about 40-something thousand people hitting it a day, and we lost it. So we got it back up and running now, and we got a lot of people joining. And so we're trying to promote that again. And, you know, like I said, you know how it was last time. It was the same thing last time. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. You know, you don't have to pay for advertisement. You know what I'm saying, as far as advertising your – You're not going to get penalized for that. You know what I'm saying? Advertising your shows or whatever. You know, and we're not charging anybody for selling music or nothing like that. So, I mean, that's
and
what we
you know
do
what?
Right.
You have to keep me updated, keep me in the loop, and send me the link. I will, you know, sign up. I'm going to send you my new web page. And, of course, let's do some cross promotions. I think you're going to love the web page. And, man, you know, like I said, I miss you, your lovely wife. Tell her I salute her as well. Mr. Mac Memphis has a wife that stands right there with him, fire, cold, whatever, and they make it happen. And I can't tell you or stress it enough that teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. And as you know, there is an I in win, and that's all we're going to do is win, win, win each and every time with Mr. Mac Memphis.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, like I said, I basically put God first in everything I do, and you know, without Him, none of this would be possible. You know, I know it's kind of hard for some people to believe. You know, how can you, you know, go to church or praise God and then turn around and do this hip hop thing? It's just, you know, that's just one of my talents. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not trying to promote violence, or I'm not trying to promote evil. I'm trying to promote a talent, build a hip-hop museum, and, you know, preserve the history of hip-hop as far as the artists that, you know, started it and the artist is doing good in it. You know, I mean, if something was to happen to me, you know, and I was an icon, you know, and they wanted to, you know, put me in a museum, you know, I'd be happy, you know, for that. You know, I mean, my legacy lives on. So, you know, that's what we're looking to do, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you got to do something nowadays, you know what I'm saying, to you know, show that you're doing the right thing, you're doing good. You know, you got to work to feed yourself and your family and everything like that. And everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. You know, we fail to realize that when hip-hop came out, a lot of people were doing it because, not just because they had talent, but they also saw that this was their ticket out of the ghetto. You know, this was their ticket to the streets.
My subject actually today was, what do you think, if any, that it should be a change in hip-hop, and why do you think hip-hop took a drastic change, if any?
Well, that's a good subject. That's a good subject, and it's a coincidence that we kind of touched on that basis, and I didn't know.
Right. That's why I brought you in, because great minds think alike.
That's right. You know, great minds do think alike. I think when hip hop started, it was, you know, it was based on I can rhyme, I can rap, you know, I can put these words together about a party that I went to, or something's going on in my life or my family. You know, and I could kind of make you laugh about it, and I could kind of make you say, yeah, that's true, that's real, you know, a whole bunch of things I could do with my lyrics. And it wasn't violent, you know. Nowadays, it's all about violence. It's all about, you know, banging. It's about drugs. It's derogative towards women. It's a whole lot of things. We'll touch on that just a little bit, just like the Molly thing, you know, that. They're getting on Rick Ross about the Molly thing. You know, a couple of radio stations dropped them. You know, it's been happening. You know, when NWA came out, you know, it kind of switched over to that gangster mode or whatever, you know. And NWA probably wasn't the first group to start that, you know, because I know 3-6 Mafia back in Memphis, Tennessee was on the same level. It's just NWA just blowed up before them. And, you know, if I did an article on NWA, and their album was banned, you know, because of the language, et cetera. You know, we wasn't allowed to, you know, excuse my French, say nigga on the radio or on our albums back in those days. And you know.
You owe me a dollar.
You know. Yeah,
hit the donation link. He said the word. You owe me a dollar.
Okay. Just put it in the PayPal link and I'll send it to you. But we, you know, we weren't allowed to say a lot of things and do a lot of things. And right now it's kind of confusing because the public is saying that, you know, we have no jobs and we don't have this, so this is why I do this and this is why I do that. And then there are some people, I don't want to say radicals because radicals don't believe in a lot of things, but some politicians and some real sincere adults and leaders say that the music is what enticing the kids to do this and do that. And I kind of really believe that because I have kids myself, you know.
Yes.
And I don't like it when we go to church and then as soon as we get out of church, they pop the radio on and they dancing and shaking their booty to, you know, what's the one of the songs that Future had. So, you know, and Drake and them, you know, excuse my language, my bitches love me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you playing that on a Sunday, but you just got through praising God and everything, you know, and then your kids are hollering this and singing that. What? How they going to act when it's another female out there in the street, you know, and then they mess around and say that? That's not cool, you know. We shouldn't be teaching them to say things like that. But like I said, you know, I mean, some the instrumentals are good, and you know, you putting in your talent is good, but let's do it where we're not, you know, enticing young people to thinking this is cool and I can say this and I can do this and I can do that. And a lot of them are saying that we're not wanting to be, okay, well, I'm rapping, but if I'm rapping about selling drugs, I got to be a drug dealer. Or if I'm rapping that I'm a murderer or a killer, I got to be a killer. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, a lot of people thinking, hey, I got to uphold this image. You know what I'm saying? I feel like...
And you know, and let me intervene because that image is what's killing our people, what's killing our youth, is because
right.
You feel you have to uphold an image. Correctly, you know, that I would say this, the only image that I'm worrying about is how I portray myself in my everyday way of life, and that is to please God and God alone. And when you step outside of that where you feel you have to please people, then, yes, you fall to the trap of, you know, doing and giving the stories that means nothing. It's senseless because, I mean, you writing a song, and I like Future's sound, but I don't like My Bitches Love Me because, I mean, you got a lot of dogs loving you or or what, you know, and I don't want women to gravitate to that because it degrades us in a way, and it's teaching our younger people, our youth, the same thing. And he's a great artist, but, you know, there a lot of them are delivering the wrong message, and it's killing off the youth. It really is. But for me, some of the greatest hip-hop artists who ever done it, Ron DMC, Public Enemy, Tupac, Eric B. and Rakim, Jay-Z, Outkast, N.W.A., the Notorious B.I.G., and we cannot forget Grandmaster Flash and a few Furious Five, A Tribe Called Quest, Nas. We can go on and on. LL Cool J. I mean, we need to go back and listen to that.
You got Outkast, you got Salt-N-Pepa, you got Slick Rick, You got T.I. T.I. doesn't, you know, do any cursing in his, you know.
I love T.I.
I mean, you have a lot of artists, you know. I mean, even Bun B, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have a lot of artists out there that doesn't do it, but it's the way of the world now. I mean, it changes so fast that we, like you said, we feel like we have to be what the world wants us to be and not what we want to be, and that's not true. If you want to be a doctor, go be a doctor. You know, you want to be a lawyer, go be a lawyer. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't be, and don't sit up there and say, well, you know, like I started this job to help, you know, pay for, you know, what I'm doing, trying to get this business rolling until, you know, it takes off the ground. And they put me on a new machine, and I was like, man, I can't do this. But some kept telling me, don't say what you can't do. You know what I'm saying? Just keep trying until you get it. Because you can't give up and you can't quit. You know, I mean, quit, that doesn't make it. That's like a friend was telling me, he looked down on a friend and killed himself. You know what I'm saying? And I can kind of understand what he's saying because you quit. You know, you took your own life. And this is like immoral, you know, not religious, you know, and it's really unlawful. You know what I'm saying? I got a daughter says she wants to write a book, and the book was about, just touch on it a little bit. The book was about a lady living in the home with her family, and some people came in there and killed the whole family. And she kind of went crazy, and she wanted to kill them and all this and that stuff. She went to the hospital ward, and they put her in the psych unit, and the nurse helped her kill herself. And I told her, I said, no, you need to change that book because, change certain things of it, not the whole thing, but certain things, because you don't know what you write can come to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, because you're putting it in the universe.
Right. People don't understand things that you say out your mouth can actually happen. I mean, a lot of times I used to write rap, and next thing I know, boom, it happened. And I was like, you know. And then I know sometimes, like, Stephen King wrote all these horror movies, and then all of a sudden he gets hit by a car and runs over and breaks both his legs and paralyzes him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You put too much evil out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's just rough right now. Kids don't. We adults, and we need to understand what we're putting out there. You're talking about Molly. Right now they had something on the news about pill parties. They having these parties, and they just popping pills until they get high and fall out. What if somebody dies? You know what I'm saying? So why are we sitting up here talking about Papa Molly? Ooh, I'm sweating, and next thing you know, somebody introduced me to a real Molly. You know, everybody's body ain't the same, you know.
Right.
Everybody, you might take it, and it might not do nothing to you. The next person might take it, might have a heart attack. It's like they say energy drink. Some people can drink energy drinks and just be okay. But some people drink them, they have a heart attack and die, you know. So,
that's,
I mean.
And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, everything you do in your everyday way of life, whether it's through music, you know, writing a book or whatever it is, right here on the A Money Show Train, let it be a positive image. Let it be a positive, you know, feedback. Speak life into the universe. Speak life within yourself and get some knowledge. Learn knowledge of oneself, and then you will know what it is that you need to be writing about or putting in your music. And I love, you know, each and every one of the artists that's out there. But if you don't have nothing but pain that you're putting in your music, which is storytelling without a positive message in it, because we know you came from somewhere. We know you came from drugging, taking
right.
drugs,
somewhere,
drugs,
you know, being
raped or anything like that. And you must, right. you must put a positive image in front of that for our youth.
Right. I mean, we don't just really care about that or want you to glorify or, you know, talk about that, but in some kind of way put it. I mean, you are writers. You write, you know, stories, or you write biographies or autobiographies, whatever you want to call it, you're a writer. And the point is you can put it in the format where people will still understand and still know this is you and that's where you come from and you don't glorify that, but you are trying to tell a story or preach a message, and you want people to realize that, you know what I'm saying, you can, they can come up out of that struggle too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like sitting here talking to somebody earlier today, and I changed my cover on my Facebook, and I put the picture up of Jesus Christ praying. That's when he prayed before, you know, the Last Supper, you know. And this guy says something about SMH, there's no Jesus and all this and that. And I'm like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? And he said, I guess I need to learn or I need to read. That let me know right then and there he has not been taught who or when, what, where, or why. And, you know, even though I know, you know, I used to bang and he banged, and his daddy was over one of the gangs, you know, and his daddy was killed, and this guy got tattoos from the face down to the feet, you know. And so I'm like, this is how he was raised, you know what I'm saying? So nobody actually taught him or actually explained to him. I mean, people, a lot of people saying hell is on earth. No, hell is not on earth. I mean, we burn in hell. We eat. You know, you eat yourself, you bite your tongue, and all this and that. It's explained in the Bible, and you know. But I'm not here to preach or nothing like that. I'm just, it's like we were saying. You know, it's different. Entertainment is good entertainment. We don't want to sit up here. Right now, hip hop's been around over 20 some years, probably almost 30 years, going on 40. Okay. Point is, we don't want to sit up here and lose a generation of people because we are trying to run after that money. You know, using Future and 2 Chainz, for example, you know, Soulja Boy, another example, or Chief Keef, another example. These guys are out here running after the money. You know, it's good enough to say, okay, I'm going to write like independent artists. They do music. And they turn around and they sell it on the streets or whatever out of their trunk. And they don't even think about record deals because they don't want the record company trying to switch up their style or teach them how to what to say or tell them what to say, et cetera. And then they subject to selling their soul for a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
So would you say at this point, going with musically inclined Mr. Jay-Z, NYC himself, Empire State of Mind, I would feel that, and I want to know, would you say, after listening to Empire State of Mind, should our entertainers in this coal industry, you know, listen to Empire State of Mind and a message that Jay-Z is presenting? Because I love his message. So let's go into Empire State of Mind, and we're going to come right back with Mr. Memphis and see how he feels about hip-hop and a change, if any.
I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry, cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out at Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from Walking with my
slick though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity. Half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special, and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, CeeLo. Three card, Marley. Labor Day parade. Rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty. Long live the World Trade. Long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bus out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Did we lose Mr. Mac Memphis? This is your girl,
no,
A-Money. Okay, we're going to have Africa tuning in. And so if you get cut off or muted or whatever, it's only because they're on minutes. And we're going to have to find a way to get a free line for my Africa listeners. But what is your take on hip-hop and a change with Empire State of Mind? Jay-Z.
Jay-Z kept it real. You know what I'm saying? In Empire State of Mind, basically he talked about his city, you know, which I mean a lot of people do in their raps. You know, they want to talk about
rap about something that the world can relate to. And that's how the city of New York is. You know, what you hear is anybody can make it, you know. But he also saying the things that goes on in that city, you know what I'm saying, that kind of inspires the person to want to do better or do good, you know. And he, I mean, they brag on their city. They love their city, you know. He kept it real. The only negative word that he probably did say in the rap, and not probably, but he did, was nigga, you know. And every artist knows, you know, you can't be scared to say certain things in your music. You know, you're trying to appeal to those that say, hey, he's real or whatever or whatnot, and, you know, they're gonna listen to it and they're going to buy it. You know, I mean, every artist just about says nigga word, you know. I mean, but then again, that's something too, but you can't blame Jay-Z for it, you know, because everybody does it. But, you know, hey, when the white man calls us nigga, we get mad. And, you know, we see a lot of white people that goes around nowadays, and, I mean, you go on world hip-hop, and they calling each other nigger. Mexicans calling each other nigger and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a good song, you know, and he got millions of hits. That's Jay-Z.
Hey, what's up? I'm sorry about that. 646-822, what's good?
Yeah, what's good?
Yo, we got Africa in the building. That was Mr. Mac Memphis speaking. How you doing? I know you on a time slot. So what's good with Africa?
Yeah, what's good? I'm Cordium from AF Africa, you know, West Africa, Senegal.
Man, we are so honored to have you. I know you called in like 20 times today, and this is the A Money Show train. I'm working on getting you that free number to tune in so that you don't have to, you know, call in and have difficulties or whatever. But what do you think about hip hop today and today?
Well, what I think about hip hop is like, you know, we're doing our best here, you know, just trying to promote our music to overseas, you know what I'm saying? You know, just trying to share our vision, you know. I think hip hop nowadays is need more creativity, you know what I'm saying? Because people, they're doing a lot of shit, you know, doing hip hop and shit they call hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And we're trying our best to show, you know, to take it to the next level to show the people what hip hop is. I'm saying.
So in your culture in Africa, do you feel that there's any difference of what's going on here in the United States or basically anywhere in the world where, you know, hip hop derived from till now to the present? Do you feel that it's any difference?
Well, the difference is only language, but, you know, I mean, it's the same feeling, the same passion. So I don't see the difference, you know what I'm saying? The difference is maybe it's the language, you know what I'm saying? Because here we're rapping, you know, rapping in English or French, whatever our language, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And, you know, we definitely bringing you to the United States right here on the A Money Show train,
uh-huh.
By the way of the A Money Show train. And I love the fact that you tuned in and Nigeria is on. I mean, we even had callers from London, Canada. Big ups to Canada. Much love to Canada. But is there anything that you'd like to let the world know by the way of the A Money Show train from Africa right now on the A Money Show train?
Yeah. I wanted to say, we love Amore and the show, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for giving us opportunity to score and, you know, to let people know who we are, that, you know, there are some players in Africa and people that are still hip-hopping, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and you know what? Say A Money again, because I love how you say my name.
Thank you, too.
Say it again.
Yeah, and still the whole world that we are coming with, you know, we have a double CD called, we got, you know, we got our you know, we really is a mixtape, but that was we didn't actually we're working on the Sophomore album.
So right.
We're coming US to conquer US, right?
Yeah.
Right.
By the way of the train, but I need you to say A Money one more time.
What?
Say my name. We hold on one second, Mr. Mac Memphis.
Yeah.
Mr. Mac Memphis, take the train. I'm losing the screen, but take over, Mr. Mac Memphis, and let me know how you feel about just being on the train with someone from Africa who's also in the industry, bringing us his best and loving the show.
I mean, I love it. I mean, I was trying to speak out to him and tell Aju the Capman, hello, which is one of our artists up on the Suso Records from Africa or Nigeria as well. I can understand the breakup because they talk on the minute phones and they only have so many minutes and then they keep calling back, which is kind of, you know, discouraging sometimes, but they are persistent in their music. The culture over there is a whole lot different than what it is here, but then it's not different because, you know, we're all going through the same thing. And just like he said, the only difference in the hip-hop from over there and here is the language. They speak in French, and we speak in English. And that's the only difference. I mean, they still curse, they still say this, and they still say that, you know, just like we do. Hip-hop has changed because, you know, a lot of people feel like we have to be more real with it. You know, it's not hip-hop no more. It's rap. You know, if you want to speak of hip-hop, then, okay, let's go to Wyclef with his new song, with his new hip-hop song. That's hip-hop. But then if you think about how it's changing now due to the fact that what happened with Rick Ross and the Molly song, Lil Wayne and a few of his songs where he made some, it wasn't negative, but he made a comment about Emmett Till and got in trouble with the Emmett Till estate, you know. And so
right.
they pulled these songs off the radio in Detroit, Canada, and some other places. And, you know, Lil Wayne lost his prestige where he's not like the number one rapper no more or in the top 10, and he was like, I'm fine with that. I'm cool with that. He understood why, you know, because really he went over and tried to reach out to, you know, a lot of people try to reach out to the underground and gain their fans. But I'm going to tell you something. If you think about what's going on now, Snoop Dogg just came out with a new album called Snoop Lion Reincarnated or Reincarnated.
Right.
Yeah, Reincarnated. That album is the bomb. If you go on
YouTube
to Google it and listen to the whole album, it has a documentary that goes with it. And you can feel Snoop Dogg is trying to take it back to hip-hop. He's not doing all this, you know, the pimp-type rap that he used to do. He didn't go back to that gangster rap that he was doing. He just went over to Jamaica and reached out. You know, you can say he kind of crossed over, and then you can say, no, he didn't cross over, but he's doing his Bob Marley thing right now, and it's hot. Now let's go over to another artist, Soulja Boy. He's in Japan right now. What you think he's going to do? His next album is probably going to be, he's probably going to be talking Japanese or Chinese or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So,
and it's all good.
Right, it's all good. You know, we have to, as an artist, when I was rapping, as an artist, I used to tell my rap group, you know, we can't just focus on Memphis, Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? We got to reach out to the world. You know, I mean, it's world issues. It's a whole bunch of things you can rap about or talk about that everybody that can relate to. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they used to love about us, because we was talking about something that everybody could relate to. If it was violence, it was going on all over the place. If it was poverty, it was going on all over the place. You know, they could relate to that. You know, it's not necessarily world news or whatever, but, and then the words that we used made it hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? The way we used it or the way we put it in there made it hip-hop. It wasn't necessarily, I was against the cursing and everything because, you know, I wanted to be on the radio. You know, I
right.
wanted myself
well,
to go
this through. Is the A Money Show train with Mr. Mac Memphis giving it to us raw, changing hip hop, and why, if at all, any. Of course, I cannot stand the degrading of the women, but it does not start with the men and the music. It starts with us and ourselves, with guarding our tempo, our modesty, because no one can make you do anything that you don't want to do. So if you, a woman, would just guard your modesty a little bit on the 8-show, Hip Hop and Why, and we out. Yeah.
Boy.
Mac Memphis. This is your girl, A Money. Tune in every Wednesday through Saturday, 347-633-9074, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. What's up, Africa? What's up, Nigeria? What's up, the United States and all over? We're going global with Hype Magazine as well. Get your copy of Bosses That Meet Bosses and find out about your girl, A Money. I'm writing in the magazine right now, doing ads, interviews, and all that. But you already know, this is your girl, A Money. Peace.